When I joined the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe, I was just a mere accountant because of my profession. But then Paul Gundeni helped me to understand more about football and not just sit behind a desk and do the figures of the union. He made me read FIFA constitutions. Initially, it was a bit boring to me. But then he made me read all those constitutions. He made me draft letters and memorandums of understanding. To an extent that when it was time to represent players, he also would literally drag me to the labor court so that he would teach me how to represent players to a certain point where I could even do it on my own. The impact that Paul Gundeni had on me was that he taught me more about the football industry, more about the administration of football until I knew how to work hands-on and even maybe without assistance. And I would just say this, a few months ago, he even recommended me to work with the Soccer Coaches Union when they went to him and approached him for assistance in terms of administration and how to run their affairs. He just received them to me because he knew that he had taught me all I needed to know. It seemed easy, but then when I then worked with the coaches, I realized that it had to do with what I had learned and the knowledge that he had imparted on me.
What legacy does Paul Gundeni leave in the football fraternity?
Well, Paul Gundeni was not just a football player. He played for Francisco Steele. He played for the national team. He was coached by Reina Travis. He moved to Europe and played in Europe. After he retired, he came back to Zimbabwe, did a bit of coaching and also coached some clubs in Botswana. And further than that, he then decided to get into football administration, which is something that many former footballers have shied away from. He's a person who had football at heart. So in as much as we can just look at him as a legend football player, he had more to do with football. Football was at the center of his heart. And in terms of the way it is played, the way it is coached, and the way it is administered, but I would say that Paul Gundeni was just a complete football person.